W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The near miss yesterday on the ground at New York's Kennedy Airport would have been the worst aviation disaster in American history, says former Marine pilot, aviation expert, and ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard.
Obviously, there were mistakes made. Human error was involved. So the real key here now is to find out by whom. What were the circumstances?
The FAA investigating an American Airlines flight crossed a runway in front of a Delta flight getting ready for takeoff. The White House confirms that they have received a letter from the Republican-led House Oversight Committee for visitor logs from President Biden's Delaware home because of classified documents discovered there. Committee Chair, Republican James Comer of Kentucky.
Something needs to be done with respect to how classified documents leave the White House and go to the post-presidency or post-vice presidency. That's another issue we will try to fix. From a legislative point of view.
On State of the Union, on CNN, a ninth big storm expected to dump a lot of rain again in California tonight. This is ABC News. Police say gunmen in northern Nigeria tried to break into the home of a priest today, and when they failed, they set it on fire, killing Reverend Isaac Aki. A state official says these terrorists have lost it. Deadly jetliner disaster in Nepal. ABC's Brian Clark.
At least 68 people died when a Yeti Airlines flight crashed in a resort town. 72 people were on board the 25-minute flight from Kathmandu when it crashed into a gorge as it tried to land in the brand new airport in the resort town of Pokhara. Yeti Airlines canceled all of its flights for Monday.
Rescue efforts hampered by a fire and thick smoke, says a person in the area. In the looming deadline department, ABC's Daria Albin.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is urging Congress to act quickly, with the U.S. predicted to hit its debt limit by Thursday. Unless lawmakers vote to raise it, the Treasury could be forced to take extraordinary measures, including delaying payments to avoid default. Yellen also says without an increase, the Treasury could run out of cash as soon as June.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You wanted information as election results rolled in, and the Civic Media Network of radio stations delivered it live.
I was so impressed with your coverage, and I listened to you guys, and I got all the coverage. It was amazing.
Civic Media, the only network with news reporters and show hosts stationed across Wisconsin, sharing political insight not found anywhere else. Elections or anytime, we are here for you. Your local Civic Media radio stations and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Oh, let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Great wrung out of my tidy white, actually. But I...
Wow.
I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me neither.
Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey, everyone. This is Kat from Kat and the Hurricane, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
I hear the sky. Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people. It's Cat and Hurricane there from their 2020 album Libra and Redline. Before that, one of our favorite songs we play all the time here on Max Inc. Radio. Sorry, I'm like this. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K. I'm here with Rocker tonight. Terry Barr is off. This is Max Inc. Radio, original local music from the state of Wisconsin. Rocker, good evening to you.
How's it going, Jimmy?
Pretty well, man. It's a nice night out for January. The weather, you can't complain, man. It's really nice out, man.
It is. It's been amazing. It's been warm, and hey, all that snow is gone. Now I have somewhere new to put all the snow that's about to come.
Space and stuff when it comes to not a big yard where all the snow is concerned. That's for sure. Let's see here. It's been a weird week. First of all, today I spent my afternoon watching Bucky play. Whew. They got walloped down in Indiana tonight, Rocker. Like by 20 points, too. It was an embarrassing loss for the men's basketball team today.
Really? That bad, Jimmy?
It was embarrassing.
Embarrassing?
Yeah.
Wow.
But on Wisconsin. Hopefully they do better next week. Rockstar Death Notices is a column in the paper that you used to do. It was probably one of the most popular columns, Rocker, and would have been busy this week. Of course, Lisa Marie Presley died, right?
Yeah.
But before that, the mighty Jeff Beck passed away, dude.
Legendary.
Dude.
And that goes back. I've been a big Jeff Beck fan for a really long time. He died at 78 this past week, and he was a member of the Yardbirds back in 1965, 66. And, of course, he played with Rod Stewart, all kinds of people's sessions. One of the things that I really love, I would love to tell people to go out, if you haven't watched some great Jeff Beck lately, out on YouTube, go find Live at Ronnie Scott's. It's really a great concert, and there you will see his bass player. And really, over the last decade or so, I've really enjoyed Jeff Beck with his bass player, Tal Wickenfeld. And she's just an amazing, young bass player he took under his wing there and did some amazing concerts. Of course, Vinnie Colaiuta on drums from Frank Zappa. Really some great stuff. And recently he had just released his last album, 18, in 2022, with a cover album, actually, with Johnny Depp.
Yeah. I was searching. I don't see any Maximum Inc. Articles on Jeff. You never interviewed him, or
no? We never had the opportunity to do Jeff Beck. No.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Unfortunate.
We're gonna do some Jeff Beck here in a minute. First, Rocker, tell us what's happening on the show tonight. It's packed as always.
Oh my goodness, Jimmy! Tonight, Michael Pan from Leviathan Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. He's gonna be here telling us all about how that's going to work with PTSD and veterans and first responders. Harold Davis Jr., he's going to be here. He's new in Madison from New York City. He's going to be playing on the 20th of January at the Cargo Coffee House in Madison. And Iftikhar from up in the Fox Valley, Appleton, they're coming down to Madison. They have a show going on up in Green Lake. And we'll be talking to John Schinke later on tonight. And Jordan Story is in the Devil's Lair live, 9 to 10 p.m. And we're going to hear, we got a lot of stuff we're going to hear and some brand new music from him. And Max Inc. Heavy with me, Rocker, 10 p.m. till midnight. So we have a full show, Jimmy.
Super excited about Jordan Story's Devil's Lair appearance.
Jordan, he doesn't play live really that much. So this is,
it's a treat.
It is a special treat. We're going to actually hear him perform live in the Devil's Lair.
844-967-2789 if you want to call up and request a song, if you like that local music stuff. This is not local music, but it's special times. Jeff Beck, Goodbye. Pork Pie Hat on Max Inc. Radio.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Max Inc. Radio, We Are Local Music. That is Paul Flipowitz right there from his brand new album, Pier 43 and Angel Face. Rocker, I forgot to mention at the top of the hour, we did a double dip of Cat and a Hurricane. They actually have a show coming up on Saturday, January 21st. At the Majestic Theater as Cat and a Hurricane presents a queer variety show. It's going to be featuring live music, drag dance, and comedy. It sounds like a really cool show. More information on Cat and a Hurricane social and, of course, on the Majestic website as well. Stand by, coming up in just a couple of minutes. Michael Pan is here. We're going to be talking about some jiu-jitsu, get you in shape. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Three Madison locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. You can shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. And by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie, a locally owned restaurant, tavern, brewery, great food. You can get the full lowdown, see who's playing live there, and the beer menu at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The near miss yesterday on the ground at New York's Kennedy Airport would have been the worst aviation disaster in American history, says former Marine pilot, aviation expert, and ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard.
Obviously, there were mistakes made. Human error was involved. So the real key here now is to find out by whom. What were the circumstances?
The FAA investigating an American Airlines flight crossed a runway in front of a Delta flight getting ready for takeoff. The White House confirms that they have received a letter from the Republican-led House Oversight Committee for visitor logs from President Biden's Delaware home because of classified documents discovered there. Committee Chair, Republican James Comer of Kentucky.
Something needs to be done with respect to how classified documents leave the White House and go to the post-presidency or post-vice presidency. That's another issue we will try to fix. From a legislative point of view.
On State of the Union, on CNN, a ninth big storm expected to dump a lot of rain again in California tonight. This is ABC News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
It's 4 a.m. and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night in Madison, Wisconsin, Max Inc. Radio broadcasting statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network all over Wisconsin, Wausau, Oshkosh, Waukesha, Richland Center, I hear. How you guys doing, everybody? Jimmy K and Rocker, Terry Barr is off tonight. And Rocker, you're here to say hello to our first guest of the night.
Jimmy, our next guest is a friend of the show, and we've known Michael Pan for years, whether it was volunteering for Max Inc., providing security backstage for Atwood Fest, or on stage with his own bands as a drummer and guitarist. Michael is also an armed services veteran. Please welcome to the show, radio voice, musician, and veteran, Michael Pan.
Thank you, gentlemen. I really appreciate it.
It's great to see you, man.
Thank you, Jimmy.
I love the old Max Inc. radio days when you were volunteering.
Yeah, I've got that voice. I remember the first time I met Rocker, I was walking up to the Wisco. I was on my phone, and he stopped me, and he said, "Hey, man, did you know you have a voice for radio?" And I said, "Hey, man, did you know you have a face for radio?" Nah, I'm just kidding.
Hey, I'm not in that band.
Nice.
Michael, we just heard a few things about you, but for our listeners who aren't familiar with Michael Pan, fill us in on your backstory.
Well, when I was young, about 22 years old, I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do with my life. And I'm, you know, couch surfing, working minimum wage jobs. And I'm like, you know, I can't live like this. So I figured I could use some discipline and some direction in life. So, you know, hey, why not join the Army and be all I can be? You know, I'll tell you this much. I don't regret it. I wouldn't do it again. And I'm going to tell you another thing. After you've been in the armed forces, you can never be the same person you were, and you'll never see the world in the same capacity that you once did prior to. And that's just the reality of what serving the armed forces is. And it's not for everybody. The civilian world is a very strange place to come back to. And it's a very lonely existence at times. You miss being with your unit. You miss being with your brothers in arms. And that's why we need communities that bring veterans together, because it's so therapeutic, and it's a reassuring presence that we often lack.
You know, we're going to talk about a little bit of post-traumatic stress disorder here in a little bit.
But sure.
You and I have talked many a times over dogs and a drink, and PTSD has come up with your situation.
Oh, certainly.
And, you know, what, I don't know what to ask as far as that, but
that's all right.
What are you doing now to kind of cope with that and to kind of put yourself at ease?
Well, you know, for me, so a lot of veterans, when they get out, especially combat veterans or anyone who's, you know, been through boot camp, you know, we're conditioned to assess threat level wherever we are. So we're constantly kind of scanning, looking at doorways, exits, what have you, without meaning to. A lot of us do not like people walking behind us. So we'll purposely, like when I go to a restaurant, you know, they'll try to sit me wherever. And I'm like, hey, do you guys mind if I sit over here? And that's true with a lot of veterans, and it's kind of awkward, but
giving yourself the easy out.
Right. And just know where people are and, you know, what the conditions consist of surrounding me.
Strategic positions.
Yeah, exactly. So fast forward to now, why you're here, and martial arts, in particular,
jiu-jitsu
has really helped you.
Yeah. Jiu-jitsu has been, a mainstay in my life. It's something I do. Jesus, sometimes 7 days a week, at least five. And the reason that it's so therapeutic for me, not only the veteran community, but just the jiu-jitsu community in general, it's kind of like a family. It really is. You get to know people on a very, you know, personal level when, you know, their butt's in your face.
Is that what jiu-jitsu
no,
is about? I thought it was just a rock band.
No, sorry. To be fair, I mean, you're in close quarters with somebody. It was very awkward at first. You know, I wasn't used to, you know, being in someone's guard, laying on someone. But here's the thing. Initially, when you're a white belt, you're kind of just operating from a very almost primitive level of, oh my God, this person's trying to choke me. And you know, you don't know what you're doing, so you just kind of spaz out and try to, you know, get out of that situation. Almost very reptilian-minded. What jiu-jitsu does is it allows you to be exposed to a situation where you're, in theory, under attack. But the more you do it, the more you just assess the situation, calm your mind, and then see what your options are in terms of solving the puzzle. And now, because I've been doing this for about 4 years, I'm not huffing and puffing. I'm not flexing every muscle in my body and my brain isn't freaking out. And the thing with people that suffer from PTSD is they're always on high alert. It affects the amygdala, the part of our brain that says, oh my God, this is a threat. And when people that suffer from PTSD, the amygdala can't discern if it's a real threat or a perceived threat. So if there's something triggering, even though it's benign, our brains don't know that. So it will kind of induce either a flashback or a panic attack. But jiu-jitsu is something that brings it all down. It's very grounding. But unfortunately, so are drugs and alcohol.
Mm. Yeah, there's always those pitfalls. Let's kind of jump here to what you're doing with this training now.
Sure.
And helping other people, like first responders who are going through the
police PTSD. Officers. Police absolutely.
Officers, yeah.
Well, let's jump to police officers. Obviously, I'm going to say they don't get the credit that they deserve. They face dangers practically on a daily basis. There's been a lot of bad press. Obviously, the whole George Floyd thing. They're cast in a bad light, and it's not fair. Anyone who goes into that field of work, they don't do it for the money. They're there to serve their community. It's a very selfless, thankless job, very high stress. We're going to utilize jiu-jitsu because it's known as the gentle art. You can subdue somebody without harming them, without leaving a mark on them, in a matter of seconds. And I'm a proponent of subduing someone without, obviously, lethal force. Hopefully that's a last resort. But also for our police officers, it also is a therapeutic means of them dealing with that type of stress. And police officers all the time are going to be diagnosed with PTSD with some of the situations that they have been exposed to and subjected to.
I would imagine it's not just police officers, but probably
first responders. Yeah, firefighters, EMTs,
yeah. Anybody that would deal with.
Believe it or not, even tow truck drivers that have to show up because you know.
Well, I mean,
the AAA guy.
No, the things can start popping off.
Yeah, I don't think it's geared toward any one profession. I think anybody has post-traumatic stress disorder. So let's. We're kind of running a little short here on time.
That's all right.
Michael Pan joins us here, and you're going to tell us about the dojo,
yeah,
the local business out in Sun Prairie.
There's a couple of them. I'm going to touch on the one in Stoughton. It's Stoughton BJJ, and it is the head instructor is also a veteran with 13 years in service. He's a wonderful man. His name's Joseph Miller, and he is one of my primary instructors, and he's been a mainstay in my life. And I have to admit, without him, without jiu-jitsu and therapy, I don't know if I'd be here. I've struggled mightily, but have also, climbed mountains to be where I'm at mentally today. Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu is in Sun Prairie, right off of Highway 19 behind Gus's Diner. They're owned and operated by a younger couple. Robert is our head coach. He's a black belt. If you're a black belt in jiu-jitsu, you have put thousands of hours of time in the mat.
No doubt.
You're kind of a big deal. And I'm a large, strong man, but rolling with him, it's just child's play for him. They're, veteran supportive community. There are three of us that attend. And when veterans get together, there's a spark that happens. We kind of come back to our roots, and there's a lot of, kind of ribbing each other, friendly banter that happens. And it's kind of refreshing.
And talk about some of the services or some of the classes that are offered at Leviathan Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Jiu-Jitsu, yeah. Try saying that again, Jimmy. Jiu-Jitsu.
I need to have more vodka, I think.
Yeah, I think you do. They are open 7 days a week. There's kids' classes are Monday through Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. There is an open mat on Sunday from noon to 2 for anybody to just come in. It's free. You sign a waiver that says, this is of my own volition. And, if I get hurt, I'm not going to see you guys. I've been doing jiu-jitsu for over 4 years. I have never once been seriously injured. I have never once even accidentally injured anybody else other than a knee to the nose, which is a slightly bloody nose, nothing broken. And my buddy was like, hey, dude, no big deal. It's an accident. Get out there. I swear by it. Jiu-jitsu saves lives. I'm living proof.
And I've witnessed that over the years I've known you, Michael, that's for sure. If people want to get more information about Leviathan, how do we do that?
Well, you can just do a basic Google search, Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu Sun Prairie, or Leviathan, let me think, Leviathan dot, oh boy, shoot.
It could probably Leviathan, be just Google, Facebook.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I had it here, but if you just Google Leviathan Jiu-Jitsu, it will in Sun Prairie, it will show up.
And real quick, we'll close this out, talk about suicide awareness, because I know that's very true to your heart, and talk about your experience with that and how it can help other people.
Unfortunately, there's an epidemic of suicide within our veteran community. Since 2001, there have been 30,000 veteran suicides, as opposed to 7,000 casualties due to the conflict, in Afghanistan and Iraq. That is a staggering, staggering number that needs to be addressed, and there needs to be more awareness regarding this issue. And I'm hoping that the communities will take note of this and come together and provide more opportunities to just spread the word and offer veterans who are struggling an opportunity to have a community, an understanding, empathetic community that will not judge, is unconditional in their support. And I'm starting to see that happen more and more, thank God.
If someone is struggling and needs some help, what's the best resource they can
reach out to? They can dial 988 and then press 1. That is the suicide kind of 911. Or they can call the Veteran Suicide Hotline. I don't know what that number is off the top of my head, but 988 is going to get you connected immediately. Otherwise, if somebody is in a crisis, they can always go to the local VA hospital emergency room where they will, undergo an intake and then, do an overnight in the mental health ward with professionals who are going to assess their situation and provide a treatment plan.
Michael, I really appreciate you coming in tonight.
Yes, sir.
This is kind of a heavy interview.
It is, but
I think it's important.
It's very important.
That's why we had you in. We appreciate your perspective on this, and we appreciate what you're doing to help other people.
Sure.
With your personal experiences, no less.
Yeah, I really appreciate you guys. I've known you for quite some time, and we sure had a good time doing the Jimmy K Show. And, of course, Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
I've heard that one, Jimmy.
Hey, real quick, what are you doing these days for music?
Musically, of course, I'm working with Brian Martinez and Dave Wyatt. We're doing the Tool tribute because, of course, as we know, my dear friend, baby brother, Derek Brady, God rest his soul, I was asked to fill in for him on guitar, which is one of the hardest things I've ever had to do.
Yeah. Wow.
But it made me a better musician. Brian was so instrumental in encouraging me because I didn't think I could do it. And he's like, no, I believe in you. So after hours and hours of playing and actually, playing till my fingers bled, quite literally, I played the High Noon, and killed it.
Yes.
Also working with a band in my hometown called Ichabod, I play drums for, and we're kind of a stoner rock thing. Really cool.
Nice. Ichabod.
Yeah. Ichabod. Like Ichabod Crane.
Yeah.
Okay. And of course,
the
open
headless
mics.
Horseman.
And I'll play some oldies, some Beatles, Johnny Cash, CCR at some of the senior centers and open mics. The seniors love it. In fact, real quick story, I played some Otis Redding, who actually unfortunately perished here in Lake Monona via plane crash. I played Doc of the Bay at one of the senior centers.
I bet they love it.
The staff came up to me and they said, hey, we just want to tell you there's a gentleman here that is elderly. He has not spoken a word in over a year, but we saw him singing along to your song. So music, it helps.
It's
a different part of the brain that's stimulated by music.
Soothes the soul.
Indeed.
All right, Mike. Hey, man, thank you so much. Michael Pan.
Absolutely, Jimmy.
Thanks for coming in tonight. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And this song is for you. I think you were in this band, right?
This is Derek solo. I was in his other band, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
Wings of Our Dreams on Max Inc. Radio.
Thank you, sir.
To Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. The current is you. Yeah.
blessing that stings when it bleeds. You know that power creates and power deceives. I can take this fight, but it won't kill the war. Like a moth to a flame, I come back for more. But I believe the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
St. Paul in his letter to the Ephesians said it came to me upon a midnight clear. I finished writing all of my gospels. Now all I seem to want is sex and beer. Mark Antony looked down on Caesar's body. He said, friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. I did not come here to praise Caesar. I came here for sex and beer. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer. George Washington, he never crossed the Delaware. There was no midnight ride for Paul Revere. Ben Franklin never discovered electricity. They were too busy looking for sex and beer. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer. Dickens gave us Great Expectations. Shakespeare gave us Hamlet and King Lear. Dostoevsky gave us Crime and Punishment. Who the hell is gonna give us sex and beer? Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like. Sing it so I can dance. Sex and
beer. Sex and beer.
All the two things we hold dear.
Sex and beer. Sex and beer.
All the things we like round here. From the city to the suburbs to the country. From the southern to the northern hemisphere. Holding a tremendous referendum, and everybody's choosing
sex and beer.
Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the two things we hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. They can take away my pride and my dignity, gone. They can use up all my blood and sweat and tears, used. They can take away my name and give me a number, 911. But they can never take away my sex and beer. Sex and beer. Sex and beer. Hold dear. Sex and beer. Sex and beer are the things we like round here. We like sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer and sex and beer.
Max Inc. Radio, we are local music. The mighty Pat McCurdy there, Sex and Beer.
possibly one of my favorite songs of all time. Mascot Theory, and for that, the best is yet to come. That's brand new music from them. Jimmy K and Rocker with you on a Saturday night. We're pretty excited about the still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, and we're doing something big to celebrate. It's the $1 million advertising giveaway. This is your chance to work with our Civic Media sales team and create a radio advertising campaign to promote your business for free. Now, there's application on the website, and the only way you could do it is on Thursday, January 26th, starting at 9 a.m. The website is civicmedia.us/million, civicmedia.us/million. Go there Thursday, January 26th, and sign up and get your piece of the $1 million advertising giveaway. And make sure you put Max Inc. Radio as the referral part, because the more we do that, the better it is. You're helping us support the local music scene. Once again, civicmedia.us/million. Get your piece.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I grew up hearing that women are bad.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.